These are the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Talking right now with Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. And Matt, it was a rough day yesterday in the grains, and today starting off lower as well. What are we seeing?
Yeah, there's no doubt that the summit between President Trump and Xi didn't go the way a lot of folks were hoping it would. I mean, essentially what we're getting from that is that the original soybean plan, if you will, 25 million tons per year, you know, is something that we're just, I guess we're all going to assume that's what's going to happen. You know, they said that that's, they didn't have any more work to do there, but they're talking to about other ag products. You know, and so the trade took that as a negative because they were hoping, hey, maybe we'll get a few more beans sold to them. Maybe we'll get some other products like corn, for instance. I mean, here, we've been kind of looking at this lately, and U.S. corn definitely works into China right now. China's interior corn prices have been fairly stout. They didn't have the best crop last year, and so if they imported China into parts of the country, they could actually do so, you know, and we've been hearing that they've been kind of asking around about U.S. corn. So none of that's happened yet. That did not go well yesterday as far as what the trade's expectations were, you know. And then the other thing is we've been pretty overbought here lately. So the market's definitely taking a breather here.
And on the livestock side, Matt, cattle's been volatile and hogs have been kind of up one day and down the next. What are we seeing on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, volatile would be putting it mildly, Dustin. As you know, this thing's been all over the place. A couple of days ago, of course, fats were up $5, you know, and then yesterday we tried to go even higher, you know, made a new high from the previous day, but then we closed lower on the day. I think it looks like more of a consolidation type trade. If you look at the chart, you know, it looks like we're going to struggle to go up and make new highs. But at the same time, we're fluttering up there awfully close. And then you look over at the cash side of things. You know, cash market is just strong as can be, whether you're talking fast feeders. And the other thing is, remember on beef demand, of course, is that you're in grilling season. And guys like you and I, we've been known to eat a lot of meat, you know.
Or under the podcast tab at iowaagnet.com, the futures number's next.
Every county fair has that special person or family. They are there before the gates open and long after the lights go out, helping families with projects and pitching in wherever they're needed, never asking for recognition. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, along with Wiffles Hybrids, is honoring them with the Heart of the County Fair Award. Six winners will be recognized locally and at the Iowa State Fair with a plaque, cash prize, VIP passes, and food coupons. Don't delay. Nominations are due June 1st. Visit iowaagnet.com to nominate today.
July corn down 7 1/4 at 460 and a quarter. December new crop down 6 1/4 at 485. July beans down 7 1/2 at 1185 even. November new crop down 7 1/2 at 1176. Cattle are split double digits and hogs are starting higher. That's opening markets.